On the Vagueness of Catherine's Lover Count. Let us examine what I call epistemic arrogance, literally our hubris concerning the limits of our knowledge. Episteme is a Greek word that refers to knowledge. Giving a Greek name to an abstract concept makes it sound important. True, our knowledge does grow, but it's threatened by greater increases in confidence, which make our increase in knowledge at the same time an increase in confusion, ignorance, and conceit. Take a room full of people. Randomly pick a number. The number could correspond to anything: the proportion of psychopathic stockbrokers in Western Ukraine, the sales of this book during the months with R in them, the average IQ of business book editors or business writers, the number of lovers of Catherine II of Russia, etc. Ask each person in the room to independently estimate a range of possible values for that number, set in such a way that they believe that they have a 98% chance of being right and less than 2% chance of being wrong. In other words, whatever they're guessing has about a 2% chance to fall outside their range. For example, I'm 98% confident that the population of Rajasthan is between 15 and 23 million. I am 98% confident that Catherine II of Russia had between 34 and 63 lovers. You can make inferences about human nature by counting how many people in your sample guessed wrong. It's not expected to be too much higher than 2 out of 100 participants. Note that the subjects, your victims, are free to set their range as wide as they want. You're not trying to gauge their knowledge, but rather their evaluation of their own knowledge. Now, the results. Like many things in life, the discovery was unplanned, serendipitous, surprising, and took a while to digest. Legend has it that Albert and Rafa, the researchers who noticed it, were actually looking for something quite different and more boring: how humans figure out probabilities in their decision-making when uncertainty is involved, what the learned call calibrating. The researchers came out befuddled. The 2% error rate turned out to be close to 45% in the population being tested. It's quite telling that the first sample consisted of Harvard Business School students, a breed not particularly renowned for their humility or introspective orientation. MBAs are particularly nasty in this regard, which might explain their business success. Later studies document more humility, or rather a smaller degree of arrogance, in other populations. Janitors and cab drivers are rather humble. Politicians and corporate executives, alas, I'll leave them for later.